This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Unusual? You bet. But you have to admit, the weather over the past year gave us everything we needed. Plenty of rainfall, plenty of mountain snowpack, and plenty of sunshine and heat during the summer. With that now in our rear view, what should we be expecting in the months ahead? To find out, we talked with Washington State climatologist Nick Bond.
In terms of temperature, probably pretty close to normal, and I'd be surprised if we didn't have, you know, a few cold air outbreaks. Winter 14, 15, and essentially there were none. Sometimes in these kind of situations, we get some really severe ones. There, that's just a crapshoot, but I'd be surprised if we didn't have at least a few bouts of moderately cold air.
But next summer, Bond says that's not as easy.
Boy, I can't really say. I know for some interests, especially forest fires, that can make a really big deal. And I'm sure, especially for not the Columbia Basin, for the wheat farmers and so forth that don't irrigate, that can really make a big deal. But we have a hard time, even if we were talking next spring, I'd have a hard time saying much about what the summer rainfall was going to be like.
Bond says every year plays out differently, but right now it looks like we're going to have a decent winter, and for most agricultural interests, it should bring enough water to get us through the dry season.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.